Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we especially thank you for that. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you hung out with us, too, because one of my good friends, Administrator Stephen Preston, is with us. He's the administrator of the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and it's the 22nd administrator, I should say. Correctly, of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and my third administrator to work with in the almost 10 years that I've been doing this show and being an advocate for small business. And he is your good friend, folks. You may not know him all that well, because he's got his nose to the grindstone, helping you as small business owners in ways that you could never, you probably don't know about right now. But that's the reason we have him here, to get us to tell us about some of those things. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, and thanks for the good work you're doing up there at the SBA. I'm keeping up with you.
I appreciate that. We've got a lot of things going on.
Well, one of the things, I've got a lot of things I want to talk to you about today, but the first thing I want to talk about is something that's very near and dear to my heart. As you may know, and as my audience knows, my son returned back from Iraq after his second tour in the Al Anbar province in the spring of 07. And so, you know, as a former Army person myself, former soldier myself, I really care a great deal about our veterans, and you've got a new program out to help these young people, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's called the Patriot Express Program, and it is a lending product that makes it easier for veterans who want to start a business or grow a business that they currently have, makes it easier for them to get a loan. And as you may know, Jim, veterans make terrific entrepreneurs. They have gotten great training. They've got great discipline. About 15% of veterans are entrepreneurs, and similarly, about 15% of small business owners are veterans. And I had the great honor of serving on a task force with six cabinet secretaries that the president pulled together to figure out how we could be more effective in serving veterans when they come back from overseas. And our contribution was Patriot Express. It is a loan product. You can go into your bank if they're a participating bank, and we will guarantee up to 85% of the loan. The loans can go up to $500,000. 85% is the highest guarantee we offer in any of our programs. In addition, we've made it easy for the banks by giving them a simple process to follow. It's all automated, and what that means is more banks will offer it because it's easy to use.
Yeah, and it doesn't take forever to get an answer.
The answer is turned around almost immediately by the bank.
And wow.
We basically approve it if they're an approved lender.
And folks, let me remind you, these are not grants. Don't call us and say, where do I get one of those Patriot grants? It's a loan, but it's a loan that the SBA, through the U.S. government, will guarantee part of it to help you get a loan from the bank. Because a lot of people out there find themselves in situations where they want to get the capital to start or to grow a business, and they just don't quite have the critical mass to get the money that they need. And this is a wonderful way. This is an excellent way for the government to give not a handout to small business, but a helping hand. And Mr. Administrator, I'll remind you, and I'm very proud to say this. I have no problem saying this at all. You've heard me say this before. I am a product of the SBA loan guarantee program. Were it not for an SBA loan back in the early 90s, I would not be standing here talking to you right now.
And you're a great success story for us. Jim?
Well, I'd like to think so, but I'll tell you, it's the truth. And it was not to start a business. I needed to grow. I was growing a business, and it involved a piece of real estate primarily as a collateral, and it made a difference.
Yeah, and one of the exciting things about this program for us is we do a lot of things for veterans, and we're doing a lot more outreach so people know what we do. Many of our partners provide training and counseling specifically through veterans outreach programs.
You've got a veterans expert in at least every state, if not every regional office, don't you?
That's right. We have a veterans person in every state, and we work with small business development centers and SCORE volunteers who specifically are trained to work with veterans. And so we've got some terrific partners out there.
Hold on to that thought, Mr. Administrator. By the way, we were just in Denver week before last with the ASBDC conference convention out there and supporting all those great folks out there at the SBDCs. They do a great job. 20 till, right back with Administrator Stephen Preston of the SBA. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend and a great American, ladies and gentlemen, the Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, Stephen C. Preston. And Mr. Administrator, we were talking about a new program that you guys have launched recently that I'm very proud of you for doing this. I'm very excited about it. Called Patriot Express. And by the way, folks, the point I was making earlier about my own situation, that was a regular SBA loan guarantee. It wasn't any kind of a veterans program because they didn't have those back in those days. But I just want to differentiate those. But the Patriot Express is new in many ways because of the expediency with which the approvals can be made. The paperwork has been shortened, and you've got a whole new loan new loan opportunities. What is it, 150, 300, and 500? Is that kind of the levels for the guarantees?
Up to 150, you get an 85% guarantee, and then up to 500, you get a 75% guarantee.
Right.
And the other interesting thing about the program, which is we're really excited about, is it's not just for your traditional veterans. It's for reservists, it's for
right.
National Guard members, and
absolutely.
It's for their spouses.
Yeah,
and that's probably the
if someone came back, a man or a woman came back from Iraq or Afghanistan, or they were a veteran. Maybe they didn't go to Iraq or Afghanistan. What if they just went to Germany or something or whatever they did? They came back. They are a veteran of something like that. Then they took a job, but their spouse wanted to start a business. They qualify as well.
They qualify as well.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, we figure both military service and small business ownership is a family affair, and everybody gets involved in one way or another, either sacrificing or contributing, and so we wanted to recognize the entire family in the product.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Administrator, I know you know this, the sacrifice that the small business community has made over the last 5 years or so in Iraq and Afghanistan is enormous. People don't realize the businesses, the families that were disrupted because their owners or key members of their staff had already volunteered, and when the country called them up, they said, you know what, I got to go. I mean, the mm-hmm. contribution and the sacrifice that these families and these individuals have made is beyond measure.
You know, Jim, let me just mention one thing in that regard, because one of our least known programs is the most attractive thing we have to offer, and it's called the Military Reservist Economic Injury Loan. If you're a reservist and you either own a small business or you work for a small business and you get called up for active duty and that business suffers because of that, we will go in and offer a direct loan from the SBA. You don't even have to go through a bank. To cover the value of the economic injury. And those loans are 4% loans. And
wow.
It's very hard to get the word out there. We've tried, we've worked through the veterans organizations, but a lot of people just don't know about them.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me. You and I have talked about that program on this show before. The last time you were here, we brought it up. But that's still available, isn't it?
It's always available, and
yeah.
it's something that's mandated. It's been
how do they take advantage of that? And you said reservists, but you also meant to include National Guard. From a technical standpoint, it includes both of those guys.
Yeah, if you get called up for active duty, What you do is you just you get in touch with the SBA. You can look at the disaster section on our website.
SBA.gov.
SBA.gov, or call your local office and tell them you want to apply for a military reservist disaster loan. And what you just have to show is that the business in some way has been impaired by the fact that you're getting called up for active duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we process those loans directly right in our processing center in Texas. And we turn them around pretty quickly. And like I said, they're 4%. It's below the U.S. Treasury rate. They can go out as far as 30 years if you need them to.
Wow.
One of the first things I did when I came into this job is handed a check for just over $100,000 to a man who'd come back from the military whose law firm had suffered some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the check that got him back on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a terrific product, and it's just not very well known.
Well, and I'm glad to be able to remind people about it on my show. The SBA, there's an SBA office in every state, maybe many SBA offices in every state. There is a Small Business Development Center within stone's throw of you, I promise you. There are 1,000 of those offices all over the country. So find an SBDC, find an SBA office, ask the SBDCs how to get in touch with the SBA people. There's a veterans expert in every SBA office in the country. So you're no more than a toll-free number probably away from being in touch with the person who can help you. So if you fit into any of these categories that Administrator Preston have talked about, please take advantage of them. You've earned it. It's there for you, and they want you to take advantage of it. And they're waiting. They're literally waiting on you to make the phone call or to go by and see them. Right, Stephen?
And if they're ever confused, Jim, I want them to email me at stephen.preston@sba.gov.
There you go, folks.
stephen.preston@sba.gov. I read every single small business.
You got the business email of the administrator of the SBA. Who loves you, ladies and gentlemen? Who else gives you the email address of the administrator of the SBA?
That's right.
now, can they find at sba.gov, can they still find – I haven't been there in a month or two. Can they still find the locator of a local office there? They can,
yes,
can't they?
Yes, they can.
It's right there.
Just look under local resources. They click on the button, and they'll get a list of our local offices.
I know you guys have changed the website around for the better, too, by the way. It's a lot better website. Stand by. Administrator Preston and I will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk to us about some of the legislation, some of the political issues, some of the policy issues that he's contributing to help you and me, and maybe to get the government not to hurt us. Maybe that's all it is. And we'll be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I want your tender charm, 'cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend and your good friend, ladies and gentlemen, Administrator Stephen Preston, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, an organization that I've been very happy to support for 10 years now. It's an organization that I've been trying to make sure that you knew more about and the things that they do. The people who work for the SBA are among the finest professionals, Steve, that I have ever worked with.
I appreciate you for saying that. You know, and a lot of times people think of the SBA as being this headquarters building, but we've got almost 1,000 people around the country, and I call them our unsung heroes. Because they're out there serving small business every day.
And you've got an extended family in the form of the Small Business Development Centers and the professionals out there who are part of your network. And I was with them in Denver a week before last, and I brought some sponsors in there with me too. Some of my sponsors came to help support them financially, and they showed up, and they couldn't believe the passion and the energy and the commitment that these people had. They'd never seen anything like that before.
You're absolutely right, and we've got the Women's Business Centers, and then we've got over 10,000 score counselors that
exactly.
are all volunteers.
Lots of folks out there.
Absolutely.
If you need help, you don't have to go very far to get it. The SBA and their family is there to help you. Stephen, I'd like to talk a little bit about public policy in a second, but before we do, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, there's one other thing. Last week, I announced I was out in North Dakota with the governor, and we announced a new initiative at the SBA called Rural Lender Advantage. And as the world automates more, it's been, you know, some of our smaller lenders have a greater challenge in using our programs. So we've dramatically simplified the process for community banks to do loans with us.
Independent banks.
Yeah, independent banks, these smaller banks, generally that do fewer than 10 SBA loans a year. And these are banks that usually have to have their loans approved by us before they can go out and do them. Other banks
right.
with a lot of volume, we kind of delegate that authority. So we've simplified the application. They can do it online. We promised them we're going to turn it around in a few days. And we are really looking forward to making life easier for these community banks because they reach people that banks don't reach.
An independent community bank is a small business's best friend, Mr. Administrator. And I'm telling you, if it weren't for an independent community bank, I wouldn't be here today. So I tell small business owners every day, you can have every small business should have two banking relationships at least, and one of them must be an independent community bank. And you're exactly right. No small business wants to have to leave their independent community bank to go get an SBA loan from a bigger bank.
Yeah.
And now they don't have to do that, do they?
Yeah, and these people are really committed to their communities, their relationship lenders, and so we're thrilled to have something that we think is going to make it easier for them to use our products and give them an opportunity to lend more to small entrepreneurs.
Mr. Administrator, here's a quick thing. By the way, thank you for all these great initiatives that are really helping small business owners. Folks, just take advantage of it. It's laying on the table for you. All you got to do is take advantage of it. Talk to us about small business health plans. Is there a chance in you know where of getting the small business health plans through in this Congress?
Right now, what I would say, Jim, is there's not a real active effort on the Hill right now with small business health plans. And as you know and have talked about, the president pushed this very hard in the last Congress. It got through the House several times and unfortunately didn't quite get over the line. Finish line in the Senate. But we are at the SBA increasingly active in the discussion on health care policy here in Washington. I don't think there's any issue that raises the heat in the room with small businesses more than talking about health care.
Right.
Over 70% of our uninsured workforce, of the people who actually have jobs but don't have health care, are with small businesses. Mm-hmm. They pay more for their health care because they don't have the buying power. They pay more for the administrative costs. And in some cases, they have tax disadvantages, and we're trying to get that equalized as well.
And the people who complained about all these uninsured people who had the solution in front of them in the Senate, which was to pass small business health plans, and who turned that down, who now are complaining because we have all these uninsured people, folks, those people are disingenuous. They're not telling you the truth.
Yeah, all we asked for is to let small businesses band together, either through their associations or through other buying groups, to let them buy health care on a consolidated basis so they could band together their buying power and buy it, like any other big company mm-hmm. buys it. But, not only are they smaller and disadvantaged for that reason, but they can't even use the same tools as big business.
That's exactly right. We're at a disadvantage, and it's something we've got to get done. And we've got to get those somehow get those tax cuts made permanent too, Mr. Administrator. But unfortunately, you and I are going to have to wait for another day to talk about that. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do
for
small business, Mr. Administrator.
All right, you take care. Thank you. Okay,
see you next time. Stephen Preston, ladies and gentlemen, the Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.